Honey, do not make plans Saturday, January 24th, okay?
Why? What's happening?
The Walmart wellness event. Flu shots, health screenings, free samples from those brands you like.
All that at Walmart.
We can just walk right in. No appointment needed. Who knew we could cover our health and wellness needs at Walmart?
Check the calendar, Saturday, January 24th.
Walmart wellness event. You knew.
I knew.
Check in on your health at the same place you already shop. Visit Walmart Saturday, January 24th for our semi-annual wellness event. Flu shots subject to availability and applicable state law. Age restrictions apply. Free samples while supplies last.
Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to my Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler, and alongside us today is Ryan Horvath, who is capping off an exciting week here at the Winklerverse with Caleb Durbin, with the Freddie. I did an event with Caleb Durbin of the Brewers, and so I podcasted that. I got Freddie Peralta being traded. That's big news. We had Paul and Grant, as we always do. That's fun. Carlos. And then our good buddy, Ryan Horvath. How you doing, Horvy?
Doing good, man. Doing really good. Yeah, I always love the content. I love the stuff that you're doing now with Carlos. Big fan of him. Nice dude. I like him on the air. And then obviously, you know, big fan of Grant. And I want to go back. I want to do some trivia. I want to do some take me out to the Paul game. I think we got to get that popping again once we're done with football, right? Because, I mean, the Bucks are – I told you on the last pod that we did together that I haven't watched any NBA, and I had forgotten that Kevin Durant was even a Rocket until I saw it on social media because I think the product is dog shit. I always hated people that said that because I was always an NBA guy, and I was like
– it's bad right now. That game last night with the Bucks and Thunder was like – the Thunder are just like – They're playing like, you know, when you grow up and you like play against a team that's not as good as you, so that your coach says, all right, 5 passes before you shoot, you know, or only dribble with your left hand. I mean, the Bucks, and then I'll say this, Giannis, either interviewing him.
He's gone.
Or he needs to stop talking. Like now he's talking about their effort, and now he's bitching that he only got 11 shots up. And now it looks like the Bucks are choosing Doc Rivers over Giannis,
which is so
good.
Okay.
Time to try to start your own podcast in Wisconsin. Thank you, everyone.
Right, I would say this though. You know, even though I'm not watching the games, I'll of course watch the playoffs. And with the Bucks, see, I'd be torn as a fan because Giannis is the best player in franchise history, or second best, however you want to look at it. And see, yeah, I agree with that comment right here. Just trade him and get it over with. Because great player.
I changed the font on these. I don't know how I did that.
What do you mean?
This looks a little more professional than what I was doing.
Yeah.
I don't know how I did that. If you're watching on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, danshaney.com can be your insurance agent.
See, Bart, I don't know if you know this, but I was a fan of the Chicago Bulls in the 90s.
You were?
Yes.
Any affinity to any particular players? I know you're not a Jordan Rodman Pippen guy. Maybe Tony Kukoc?
Big Kukoc guy. Big Kukoc guy. In fact.
Uh-oh. Prop comedy. Someone else is prop comedying me.
Here you go.
Jersey? That looks new.
Kukoc. No, I've kept it because he's a Hall of Famer and he's a fellow Croatian. So shout out to Kukoc. But I was heartbroken when they broke up the team. But the thing about that was they were winning championships, and that's why I was heartbroken. It was the first year that I moved here. It was 5 years ago now that they won the chip. And I love Giannis, but I don't think, like, when I see on Twitter, on social media, it's like, well, they could bring in Zach LaVine. I could tell you as a Bulls fan, you don't want Zach LaVine. Or I see, you know, Ja Morant. I love Ja Morant when he's actually on the court, but I don't think that there's a move that they can make where we saw that game last night where you compete with OKC for like 3 to 4 years. And you know, a team that could compete with OKC is San Antonio, and they got Wemby and other pieces. So I just think, as bad as it would suck, I'd be torn because, you know, I want to go to the Pfizer for every single night and watch Giannis. I don't want to go watch a bunch of bombs. I don't want to go watch Kyle Kuzma chuck up 30 fucking shots. That seems like torture. But at the end of the day, like, if you ever want to compete again, I can tell you this, you don't want to be the Bulls. Fucking year since Derrick Rose tore his meniscus and ACL, it's compete for the 10 seed.
39 and 43.
Bullshit playoff revenue. Have a lead against the Heat going into the fourth quarter. They beat you. It's like, that's torture. I would rather tank, be terrible, and go out and try to get the next Wemby or the next Cooper Flagg or the next Giannis, because at this stage of his career, he's still awesome, right? But like, Giannis isn't good. Bucks not make the may not make the playoffs. Last night I bet them, so I'm a little pissed. 12 and a half point dogs. I forget all about the game, to be honest, and fall asleep in the third quarter. I wake up, they get fucking smoked. And he doesn't want to be there, but I don't think he wants to be the bad guy, and he wants to be loyal to the organization that found him when he was, I don't know if you know this, wasn't he selling CDs on the streets of Greece, though?
Yeah, but what he's doing is
awesome, to be honest.
What he's doing is worse. What he's doing is, I don't want to break up with you, you break up with me. And that's not good for anybody.
And so you got to rip the Band-Aid off as the organization. You got to think the future. It's like when people get mad at me.
But there is no future.
Hold on. Are you a fan of Aaron Rodgers? Are you a fan of the Green Bay Packers? Well, fucking Aaron Rodgers. Both.
The problem with trading Giannis is there's no future after him, I don't think.
Kuzma.
It's not like you're going to trade Giannis. It's not like you're trading Paul George to get the SGA haul. No one's going to give us that. I don't see it. And then you're talking about Kuzma and these bums. Giannis is playing like a bum. Giannis right now, the team is so, why are we talking about the Bucks? Yeah. Like the team is, it just looks like a bunch of, you know, those, the Toy Story movie where like, it's a bunch of pieces put together, like the misfit toys.
Yeah.
That's what the Bucks roster is right now. It's just the bunch mutants of guys that don't fit. And Giannis is a part of that right now. He doesn't fit. None of this fits.
Yeah. I saw some NBA guys like, oh, man, OKC, not as good as last year. They're really slumping. They're just like toying with teams, right? I mean, I don't think
half their roster sat out last night.
I don't think San Antonio's ready. You could always give the Nuggets, I guess, a shot because they got Jokic. But, I mean, when I look in the East, and I see that the Pistons are the best team. If I were to place a bet today, though, I would take the Celtics. I mean, if they get Tatum back and he's even 40 to 50% of the player, I think that they're the best value bet.
But I bet on the Celtics a month ago.
Yeah. See, you're smart.
Thank you.
Hey, your thoughts on Freddy Peralta?
We talked about it last night. I think that a lot of people really liked Freddy, and I think that factors into how, like, Freddie was good, but it's not like we traded away Tarek Skubal. Yeah. And I think because he was our Tarek Skubal, like, that's the reaction. He was our ace. But I'll tell you what, my first thought, honestly, and this is how much Chicago's in my head rent free, is I don't think he can ever pitch against the Cubs again. When they were doing Freddie in that playoff series, like, well, they're only going to play him 12 times, but even if Freddie pitches twice against them, they're going to lose those games. I don't know. This is what the Brewers have to do. This is what baseball has to do. You can't have one team trading their ace because they have to get prospects or major league ready prospects. And then another say, here's $1 million, Kyle Tucker. And here's a signing bonus of $63 million.
It's like, right.
What the, how is this? But, and we don't have to talk about this here, but this is something I brought up on the show a lot when I had one, besides this, was sports are very weird because in America, we're all like, capitalism.
Right.
And baseball is the capitalism sport. But then we all want like salary cap and make it fair and they can't spend that much. And if you're bad, you get a number one pick. So in real life, we're like, hey, if you're fucked, screw you. Pick yourself up by the bootstraps. And in sports, we're like, oh, you did bad? Here's Fernando Mendoza. It's just weird how in real life, we like one thing, and in sports we like another, and then the sport that provides what the way we're living is the one we all hate. So it's weird.
See, I hate what the Dodgers do.
I'm just asking questions.
I hate what the Dodgers. I hate them, obviously. But the thing is I'm not going to let them rain on my parade because I was so excited. As a Cubs fan, which, sorry, fib over here, fuck me. But I was so excited for Bregman because I wanted him last year. I bet him to lead the league in doubles 150-1, and I felt really good about that bet until he got hurt. I can't wait to see what he does at Wrigley. But, I was so happy that they didn't overpay for Kyle Tucker. I got to be honest, and I don't like calling guys out because I'm not in the clubhouse, and I hate when people are like,
no, he didn't. He seemed to be like, he was
fucking
like,
checked out.
He took it. That was a clear gap year. He's like, I'll play here and then get a big deal.
Yeah. He didn't want to be there. Like, if they don't want to be there, I mean, I'm sure you guys would agree with anybody in Milwaukee, like, then fuck them and like, go join the Dodgers then, dude, you know?
So do you think like now because the last few years, the Cubs think they're going to win and then the Brewers somehow win 90 some games.
Yeah.
But now they signed Bregman, Peralta's traded.
I made two bets. So you guys will probably end up winning the division like usual. But I went with the Cubs at plus 125 because I was like, well, I don't think you're going to get a better price, you know, because I was shocked. Not only did they go out and spend money, but they did like the deferred thing too with Bregman. So I don't know that I don't love the rotation. And I know Steele's coming back, but I would still love to get another arm. We'll see, because there's some talks that they might look to trade Nico. I wouldn't, you know, I would want all the depth that you could have at least until the deadline and the all-star break, you know, see who's actually hitting. But I would want another arm or two. So I bet the Cubs, but you could get the Reds. I don't know what they're at right now, but they were plus 380, I think, when I bet them. And they were like my value pick because I just thought 4-1 was a really good price on them. I like them. So again, wouldn't be shocked if the Brewers did do it, but I don't know, man. Every year I'm like, they can't do it again. And then they do it. So we'll see.
Richard on Facebook says, is the Bartometer still functional? I have put it away for now. I think if we did a Bartometer, you know what? A topic I would like to do is teams that moved and got away with it. Because, like, everyone hates that the Chargers moved. You know? Why did you move from San Diego?
Did that air, though?
The Thunder. People are still, you know, that whole Thunder run last year, everyone's bitching about the Sonics.
Yeah.
But the Los Angeles Dodgers used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers, and no one cares. Like, they got away with it. I know that's a long time ago. The Ravens got away with it because they gave them the Browns 3 years. Like, the Ravens, they should not have gotten away with it as well as they did.
You got to save that one for Paul and Grant because I don't give a shit. But actually, you know, I wanted to almost call in and yell at you about the LaFleur stuff because, and I know that I was a little hard on LaFleur this year, but I've always said I like LaFleur. I think this has been his worst coaching job though, but I wouldn't fire him because, man, like I wanted, is a guy that wants the Bills to win a Super Bowl and a big Josh Allen fan. They should have fired McDermott a couple of years ago, but I didn't think this was the year. I just didn't think that they had the talent other than a beat-up Josh Allen, who did play his worst game of the season and turned the ball over. But, you know, I actually would have kept him for one more year, to be honest with you. And then Harbaugh, I would have fired his ass after the AFC title game against the Chiefs, where you have a historically good defense. You know you're going to lose Mike McDonald, who I think is a genius. Mm-hmm. And you're running the ball for 5-6 yards per carry, and you drop back Lamar Jackson 38 times. I get that he doesn't call the plays, but as the head coach, you could have told Todd Monken, like, hey, that's not Joe Burrow out there. Let's run the rock. I would have fired him after that, but I don't like any of these names, man. Any of these defensive-minded head coaches, the offensive-minded head coaches, like, I wouldn't want Mike LaFleur or Kingsbury or, no offense, our guy Mike McCarthy in the year 2026. So I was happy that Green Bay brought back LaFleur. I really want Jonathan Gannon as a defensive coordinator. I thought he was going to be a good head coach. Unfortunately for him, Kyler Murray blows But I like him. I mean, the Eagles a couple years ago, Super Bowl, went to the Super Bowl with Jonathan Gannon as the coordinator. So I was happy that they brought back LaFleur. And I don't think Buffalo, I don't think they get over the hump because of a head coach is what I'm saying. They have to, they need talent, man. And Baltimore, we'll see. But I don't love any of these names. If you needed a head coach, last year was the year to get one. With Vrabel, with Ben Johnson, and with Liam Cohen. I don't think any of these guys are going to be any good. I'd maybe Kubiak. That's who I'd probably want if I needed a coach. But, like, seriously, who would you have taken? And I know that you don't want to do that thing, but who would you want? Brian Flores? Like, you know?
You know who I want.
McCarthy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The big guy with Jordan Love? Do you think him and Rodgers are going to reunite in Pittsburgh? He can't, right?
No, because I think if Rodgers were to play, I think Rodgers is retiring and should, except for if he could go to one spot.
Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason, a good offensive line, and his boy Kevin O'Connell. Other than that, though, I think he should. I mean, come on, we all watch that shit. He's like, Rodgers is like, he can do like what Phillip Rivers did, and I think he's good in like a small sample size. I mean, he was fine the whole year, but you saw it in cold weather against a defense like the Texans. Those are always the type of defenses he struggled against, but these edge rushers, man, they're 23, 24 years old, 6'4", 250 pounds. Rodgers is going to be 43 years old.
If Rodgers went to Minnesota,
I'd hate him.
I don't.
I'd have to cheer against him for the first time.
But I just want to say it's a lot because so they both went to the Jets, him and Favre. But Rodgers went to the Jets because that was the only really place to go.
He wouldn't be going to Minnesota out of spite. He'd be going.
Yeah. Favre, you want to talk about a Kyle Favre, Kyle Tuckered his time with the New York Jets. And then he went to Minnesota. He wasn't still playing because he wanted to play football. He just wanted to get back at the Packers. Rodgers would go to Minnesota because he wants to play football.
He wants to win.
That'd be. So I would understand it. It would suck.
Yeah, I wouldn't really hate him, but I'd cheer against him, right? I mean, I'll never cheer for the fucking Vikings. I could cheer for the Jets, you know, and the Steelers, the AFC teams, even if he went to the Niners, but why would they want him? They got Purdy.
Like, what if the NFC Championship this year was Vikings-Bears?
No other team, yeah. Oh, hey, let me hit a hot take since I don't have a show or a job anymore.
Yeah.
That I would have had if I had a national show still. I think the worst hire, I told you it was going to happen. I said it week one. I said Robert Saleh is going to do such a good job in San Francisco, especially with the beat-up defense, that somebody is going to convince themselves that he could be a head coach. Maybe elsewhere, but this was the worst hire for Tennessee.
What the fuck are they doing?
Depending on unless they get like the best OC, what are you doing, man? Because you have Cam Ward, second-year quarterback. You needed an offensive Kubiak, an offensive-minded head coach, to develop him, you know, and kind of fix him. You bring in Robert Saleh. Did they not watch the Jets and Zach Wilson? The dumbest. Some of these organizations are so dumb. That's why I'm happy LaFleur's back. And I'm telling
you. I'll trade LaFleur for Saleh. They can
mark this down right now, 1725 into the podcast here on Thursday, January 22nd, 1120 a.m. Eastern time, Bart, that I think that LaFleur beats Ben Johnson in both matchups.
Wow.
And I think the Packers go to at least the NFC Championship game, Jesus. Just like they would have if Micah Parsons didn't get hurt.
No.
And it's the beginning of his villain arc. Right now, he's in the lab. He may not, his eyebrows are going to look like mine. He might not have his haircut. He's going to be looking all shaggy. He's going to look like he just left Woodstock because no cosmetic personal health. He's just going to be locked into the lab. Getting ready for the season, man. That was the beginning of his villain arc, losing to Ben Johnson.
I hope so.
Sunned in front of the entire nation. He better. If the Packers don't at least make it to the NFC title game, I would fire his ass next year and make Goot go with him. Boom.
Well, that's what we said coming into this year.
I didn't say that.
I did.
Dude, who's your favorite
injuries.
Defensive
fucking
back?
Fucking injuries.
They had Bo Melton playing corner at one point this season.
M Shark says, guys, we've said this before. Maybe he'll change. Nope.
No, M Shark. I'm telling you, this is the year.
I'll root for Matt LaFleur. 100% I will if he completely changes his personality and demeanor and who he is as a person.
I mean,
do you understand this? Do you know that when I grew up, like, I didn't play football? Big shock.
No shit.
But the football players, they thought they were fucking king of the world. We would try to, as the soccer team, we would go lift with them twice a week.
Oh, how'd that work out?
Oh, it was fucking terrible. I mean, it worked out exactly how you thought it worked out. And then on Fridays, they'd wear their jerseys for the game that night. And the third string guys on this team, like, if they saw you not wearing a jersey, they'd push you. They'd shove you. Like, they, and the football coaches were tough guys, tough teachers. It's just all my life, I have been told football, alpha, real man. And then our coach is Matt LaFleur. What the fuck? It's bullshit. I want a real man as a coach. If I'm going to, I shouldn't out beta the coach of our team. Okay. I shouldn't have a higher, my coach shouldn't have a higher soy boy quotient than me. King soy boy. No, queen soy boy. And I'm more of a man than Matt LaFleur. That fucking asshole. Tell us how you really feel. Fuck you.
I feel like, honestly, you're just this fired up because of you don't get invited to go hang out with them like everybody else in the media.
Oh, if I would have had a glass of wine with LaFleur, I would be the biggest LaFleur supporter.
That's ever. What I mean, dude. This is kind of who did you do this with the one time where you were ripping him? Kyle Brandt.
Oh, and then he came on the show.
Yeah, and you were two-handing him.
I'm back to not liking Kyle Brandt. Angry Runs is not that clever.
It's pretty cool. I like
Angry. I don't like Schrager. I don't like any of these guys. They're all in on it.
In on what?
Well, you saw they all like are represented by the same person as Josh Allen, and everyone says good things about Josh Allen. They all pick and choose who they like. They all love Matt LaFleur, but they all shit on Sean McDermott. What the fuck?
I've been shitting on Sean McDermott too, though. I don't think he's a very good coach. I'm saying this year I wouldn't have fired him because
I wouldn't have fired McDermott this year. I would have fired him previously. This year, Josh Allen, don't hang on to the football.
I really don't want to watch the Broncos in the AFC Championship game.
Well, let's talk about that because they have Jared Stidham, which is bullshit.
Stidham.
Now, I have rallied against the college football playoff for their exclusion of Florida State because Jordan Travis was hurt. But there should be some sort of committee that takes the Broncos out. Put somebody else in because this sucks.
No,
but you know what? You know what's tripping me up right now?
What?
Fucking Oz the Mentalist.
Why?
Because at the beginning of the season, he did a thing with the Rams, and the Rams beat the Broncos in the Super Bowl.
Dude, yeah. All right. So let's see. Right now, I'll pull it up.
I'm taking the Broncos.
Four and money a half. Line. So. Yeah, I wanted to wait and see if we could get like a six, but I ended up getting too excited. All right, money line. All right, so money line right now, best price you could get +205.
That's Broncos. Low. They're starting Jared Stidham.
Stiddy. Broncos are 4.5-point dogs. Total in the game, 42.5. I am with you. I like the Broncos as well here.
Keep in mind, I was 0-4 last weekend. Keep in mind.
Dude, I saw this. They're the largest home dog in a conference championship game since the 1970 merger. And I like them. I also saw this. Home dogs, 4 points or more. We're still sitting there right now, 4.5, like I said. 9-0 against the spread over the last 50 years, including your boys, the Carolina Panthers, who I bet against. Thought that trend would come to an end because I'm not a big trends guy. I bet Stafford.
Keep pounding. Keep pounding, baby.
Play like shit. Also, I just think this is too big of an adjustment. And it kind of fits my narrative because remember in the year, before the year, I said I love the Broncos defense, even though I hate Sean Payton. He's a great coach.
Hate him.
I like their run game. I love their offensive line, top three offensive line in the league. But, Dude, they were 1.5-point favorites on the look-ahead line, and I get my narrative that I don't think Bo Nix is all that great. I just really like the Sean Payton system. We also get another narrative that I love, a revenge game, Stidham against the Patriots. And the Patriots' defense has looked good here in the playoffs, but look at the offensive lines they went against. The Texans and the Chargers without both tackles. Now you're going against the Broncos, who, again, like I said, top three offensive line. I think Denver could win this game outright, man. I'm with you. That defense, Drake May, as good as he's been, he holds onto the ball a little bit long, took a bunch of sacks against the Texans. Texans probably could have won that game if C.J. Stroud wasn't an idiot and turned the ball over 100 times. I don't think Stidham's going to turn the ball over. I'm with you. Broncos to at least cover. I'm not as ballsy to take the money line, but I'll take them. I grabbed 5.5. I still like 4.5 with Denver. I think this is a field goal game.
The Bart Winkler Show comments, 7 people are watching live on Facebook.
Is Facebook dead?
No, Facebook? I just got $200 from them. They just paid me $200.
Really?
Why? Yeah. For posting.
Every time I'm on there, it's like, say a prayer for Jordan Love. He found out he has brain cancer.
Yeah, that's why people do that, because Facebook is paying you more than Twitter.
But why?
And I want to fight against it, but I can't afford to right now. I need to pump stuff. So this, I put this up because if you're on Facebook or if you're on Twitter or if you're on YouTube, you can find the show on those other platforms. So go ahead and follow and like them as well. Thank you very much.
Oh, I also bet Jared Stidham over 13.5 rush yards. I think they're going to use his legs a little bit. Stiddy.
I just feel like too many people have crowned the Patriots too early. I don't like that it was a Patriots dynasty. Then they played the Chiefs. Then it turned into a Chiefs dynasty. And now the Chiefs are out. Now we're right back to New England. There's something about Mike Vrabel I don't buy.
Ooh, I like him. But, you know, I'm with you. Like, if I were doing I'll bet small money line with you. I want to wait and see where we close, though. I think we might get better than +205. I'll take Denver. I think Denver wins this game and hashtag shocks the world. What do you think about, let's see the best number right now. Seattle and LA Rams are 2.5-point dogs. Damn. Still 2.5. Total 47, 46.5 as well. You could find Rams +130 to win the game. Seahawks -138 at FanDuel. What do you think? I bet both games, by the way.
I'll get to that. I got 2 Facebook comments I just want to throw up there, if I may. Patrick Flanagan. Hey, Bart. Shit. Loved the Durbin interview. Wish I could have been there. Durbin is a classic Midwest blue-collar kid. And for the NFL, the Broncos are going to have to score with their D multiple times in order to make the Super Bowl. Let's go, Orange Crush.
Yeah.
And this message from Kaylee.
Ooh.
Hi.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
All right, I'll go first. I'm too excited here. So
Told you Oz is in my head.
First off, you could bet this again. AJ Barner, half a rushing yard, +115. If you have Bet365, BetMGM has it as well. Even
is that
money.
What Gelb's on?
What?
Oh, 365 Sports. What's Gelb on?
Oh, I don't know. That's a sports book. AJ Barner, they always do the tush push. I'm going to bet Seattle here, man. The Rams defense has been leaky. If this is the first 8 weeks of the season, I would love the Rams here. But they gave up, 31, 32 points to fucking Bryce Young. And I know everybody thinks Sam Darnold's going to shit the bed. I don't know, man, especially at home against that secondary. It sucks that they lose Charbonnet, but I still think they'll be able to run the ball with Kenneth Walker. That said, I am going to go under 21.5 rush attempts because I do think that they're going to drop Darnold back. And I like Darnold over 19.5 completions as well. That's plus money. Seattle's defense, one of the better defenses in the league. I just got done saying Mike McDonald's a defensive genius. And Stafford had some turnover-worthy plays against the Panthers. The Bears' defense is shit. I mean, they could take the football away, but they're outside the top 25 in every other category. I think Seattle wins this game. I like the money line, -138. So I'm going Seattle, and I'm going Denver. Give it to me. Sam Darnold, our boy, going to the Super Bowl over the MVP, Matthew Stafford. I do feel bad betting against Devontae, but I think Seattle's the better football team.
Depending on the book, there's like 84% of bets are on Seattle.
Yeah, I hate being with, I mean, I don't like that, but we also got Denver, which I haven't heard anybody.
I like the Rams only because of Oz the Mentalist. I can't be that stupid. Otherwise, I would probably like the Seahawks. I don't like these Super Bowl matchups. I don't want to see Rams Patriots again. I don't want to see Seahawks Broncos again. I don't want to see, I guess you could have Rams Broncos. I don't want to see a rematch.
Best game.
Not really a rematch, but you know what I mean.
Best game is Pats Rams. You get a couple storylines. You get like Drake May, second year quarterback, Matthew Stafford, old quarterback, MVP. His wife fucked the backup quarterback in college. Best friends with Clayton Kershaw.
Looks like Cooper Kupp.
You'll get McVay like, man, I remember, you know.
I was watching that Super Bowl as a kid. It was a great time in America. You know, we just come off a terrible tragedy and everybody kind of got behind the Patriots. And, you know, the Rams, they were this greatest show on turf. And, man, with Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt and those guys and Marshall Faulk, I mean, you just kind of, but we kind of feel like we have that right now. You know, Kyron Williams is shifty little back. Blake Corum, you know, good backup. We got Devontae Adams. He's such a pro's pro. We got Puka Nacua. And I can't say enough about Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford's just the kind of guy, you know, he's beating me into the gym every day. I just absolutely love him. So, yeah, it should be a good matchup, but hopefully we can remember this one for a long time in a good way.
That's so good. That's so good. And then everybody on social media, man, McVay just gets it, man. He's not even 40 years old yet, man. I would two-hand
Remember when he was going to retire for no reason 3 years ago?
Yeah, to go do TV. Seems like a pretty cool gig, though. You don't have to be all locked in. I mean, fuck it, I don't think Romo don't know what's going on. Is Romo drunk?
There we go, Jim.
Dude, he's bad, man. I tell you, Jim, it's 3rd and 2. I want to be.
He called Josh Allen's Mahomes. How do you call Josh Allen Mahomes? He called him Mahomes. How do you do that?
Also, like, he's always just wrong. Yeah, he's terrible, man.
Oh, that was a catch, by the way. If we're gonna have that discussion,
which one?
Cooks.
Yeah, dude, I mean, fuck. We needed the Bills to win that game, too. Then you got all the stuff. Like, Buffalo, Bills-Rams is a good Super Bowl. Bills-Seahawks is a great Super Bowl.
It just sucks that Bo Nix got hurt, but also I don't like Bo Nix either.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm betting the Broncos. I think 6.5-point overreaction. I think Bo Nix blows. And people be like, well, he completes 70% of his passes. Yeah, that Nathan could complete. They're all fucking 3 yards at the line of scrimmage. I think Stidham, again, is going to use his legs. I you know what? I'll bet it right now. I think he's plus 400 to score a touchdown. I already like the rushing
Stidham?
Yards. Yeah, I think Stiddy's getting in the end zone. Also, how about my Miami Hurricane cover?
Yeah. What is it, 7.5 or something?
Yeah, that was awesome. Good game.
Do you think that, you know what I'm tired of? That Cignetti meme.
Me too.
How I'm eyeing up the fucking last piece of pizza.
Cignetti's awesome, though. Cignetti's the best coach in college football. And you could say Kirby.
Google me.
Cignetti. Could Kirby have went to Indiana and won a national title in 2 years? No.
No. Did you see Paul Feinbaum be a little bitch?
No, honestly. That's the beautiful thing about not having to do a show. I just watch the things I want to watch, which is very... Not a whole lot. I watch SVP and I watch the actual games. I don't give a fuck about Paul Feinbaum.
I want to play.
The SEC is an irrelevant conference.
Yeah.
The Big Ten is the best conference in the land. You know what we should do? We should be the Paul Feinbaums of the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that should be our thing. Make some phone calls today. Get us on a network and we'll just do college football all year round. But we'll just. We'll slander the SEC, call them a bunch of fucking hillbillies. We'll shit all over the Big 12. We'll just talk Big 10. Big Look 10 at, ball.
I got to play this. Okay? I got to play Feinbaum.
He looks
there
like a
can be
his, he looks like my sack when
Indiana
I have the flu.
Had the best season in college football history, but there can be no debate. It is the greatest story in the history of the game. And what made it even more amazing is how people misunderstood what Kirk Cignetti was doing in Bloomington. But let me assure you, nobody was more incorrect in understanding that process than me. Almost everything I said throughout the season about him and about Indiana was wrong. And it was an epic failure.
So, but he's talking like there's a gun to his head. Like, if you're going to be, because if Matt LaFleur wins the Super Bowl with how much I've shit on him, I'm not going to be like, I was wrong about Matt. I'm going to be like, yeah, I fucking motivated him. I did that. You guys should thank me. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be like reading a prepared statement like fucking I'm in Iron Man 3 and the 10 rings captured me.
I got two things to say, both not safe for work. One, Feinbaum's head looks like when I'm like in the sauna and some guy doesn't know the towel rule and he just like comes in and he's 80 years old. His head looks like a shriveled testicle. Second thing is that was your big unit moment right there. If LaFleur wins, it's going to be because I motivated him. That reminds me of an Aaron Rodgers, huge fan of the show. He's driving around right now. Aaron, call in, defend yourself. You think LaFleur is listening to the Winklerverse? Like, maybe he is. Maybe he's got a dartboard and it's you and it's Ben Johnson. He's trying to decide today on this Thursday who he hates more. Who's his real rival? Bart Winkler, who's been calling for his head in the Milwaukee area, or Ben Johnson? What Ben Johnson should have done instead of like pulling his hand back, if you guys are Mallrats fans, you'll know this move. He should have gave him the stink palm. He should have put his hand directly in his asshole and then shaked. I'm like a kindergartner. Maybe that's why I'm not on the air. Shook his hand, and then LaFleur would smell his hand, and it would smell like Ben Johnson's ass, and then he'd give him one of these on the way out. That would be the power move.
Remember when Paul Feinbaum was going to run for Senate, but they did research on him, and he was too nice to people?
Imagine voting for Paul Feinbaum.
I'm going to move to Minnesota just to not vote for Michelle Tafoya.
She's running for something?
She's running for Senate.
Yeah, God, I have not been on the internet. I did not see that. Do you think she wins?
No.
Probably.
No. Do you want to, just because it came out, do you want to win-loss the UFL schedule?
No, I'm going to go talk to my wife who's home on her lunch break instead of that. I couldn't name one team. Does DC still have the Defenders?
They do.
Who do they open with?
The season starts the last weekend of March.
Okay, let's save it. We got a lot of content to fill before that.
They are at the St. Louis Battlehawks.
I'm not doing any basketball. Actually, if I did a basketball podcast and you just bet against everything, I bet you'd be undefeated this month.
Yeah, they have the Battlehawks first.
I thought that was St. Louis, right?
Yeah, but they changed some teams. So the Columbus Aviators are a new team. The Louisville Kings are a new team. And the Orlando Storm, which I believe they were in the World Football League.
Who was the MVP of this league last year? Juice Williams? Graham Mertz?
It was Bryce Perkins.
Shut the fuck up. Baylor legend?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't watch that league. He wasn't even good in the big... No, I could not watch that league. Hold on. Before we go, I got to see some of these names. All right.
Here.
Battlehawks QB.
The Brandon UFL... This is from the UFL...
Jesus Christ, Michael Pratt... Didn't he fucking start a game for us?
Dude. There are a lot of former Packer Clayton Tunes in this league.
That's bad.
Yeah, here. Hold on. There's a lot of guys that have played. Taylor Elgersma, remember that guy?
Yeah, terrible.
He's in the league.
That's not going to get me to my television.
Pratt. I thought there was one more guy that had played quarterback for the Packers. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I found him. Jesus, this team don't even have a quarterback. All right, yeah, nobody cares. This is brutal. I can't even find a list of the starting quarterbacks here. What is it, the UFL?
Yeah, UFL.
What happened to the XFL?
They merged with the USFL.
All right, hold on. I got the list. All right. The Orlando Storm have DTR.
Yeah.
Wow. Michigan Panthers, Bryce Perkins, and Danny Etling, another Packer legend.
There it is. There it is. No. This is last year's.
All right, that's fine.
Because the Panthers are gone.
Oh, okay. The Roughnecks had Anthony Brown and Nolan Henderson. The Memphis Showboats had E.J. Perry, Josh Love, Jordan's cousin. Kellen Mond was the starting quarterback for the San Antonio
Brahmas.
Max Duggan.
Yeah, he was
good. Wilkins.
Actually, he didn't start. You know who's in this year is Jason Bean, Kansas legend.
Yeah, back up to Daniels. He was a legend. He couldn't even start at fucking Kansas, and he's starting in this league.
I might have to do UFL content.
I should try to be play-by-play for one of these teams.
These games are on Fox and ESPN. They're on real
Matt TV. Corral drops back the pass. Wide open. Can't even think of a shitty name. All right, man. It's been real. It's been fun. Oh, anyway, so go Broncos. Go Seahawks. A rematch.
Broncos country, let's ride. We're doing it.
I got to do it, man. Got to do it.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Love you.
Hey, love you too. Go, go Bucks.
I'll have a live show recapping these games Sunday night.
Hey, maybe I'll join you.
Yeah, will you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see how the bets go.
Probably no pod tomorrow. Kids off from school is going to be negative 40.
Yeah, we're projected here on the East Coast up to 15 inches, which would be, I feel like, a disaster. Nobody could deal with 1 inch, so we'll see. Pause. But they definitely can't handle 15 inches. I would know.
My wife can handle 15 inches. She just has to have sex with me 3 times.
Three, yeah, right.
Oh, wait.
Oh, is this still on?
Wait. I don't know if you knew I can do this now. And then I'll let you go.
Okay, thanks. This is like ransom. I'm like Mel Gibson's kid. Give me back my son.
Yeah, my wife can handle 15 inches. She just has to have sex with me 4 times. All right. Thank you for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Not sure if you have the experience to start your dream job? Good news. These days, it's the skills that count. Udemy can help you get those in-demand skills. Want to be an AI mastermind? Learn with us. Game developer? We've got you covered. AWS certified cloud practitioner? We can help you prep. You'll learn from real-world experts who love what they do so that you can love what you do. Go to udemy.com for the skills to get you started and get set for your dream job.